Las Vegas, Nevada, the Disneyland for adults. More than 50 million adults go there every year, consenting adults, and they do all kinds of funny things. Marijuana there is legal. I've never smoked a joint in my life, but I kind of find it interesting to see all the people now on the streets and kind of interacting and so on. And now a steakhouse in Las Vegas is actually sprinkling marijuana on the steaks as a promotion. I saw this just the other day when I was in town. Wow, the stakes have never been so high in Las Vegas. Just saying, now we got liberals. I group all liberals the same, pretty much, and I put them all in a padded room because that's where they all belong. But it wasn't always like that. John Kennedy, the president, he was a liberal, I guess, because he was the president of the, you know, in the Democrat Party. But he wasn't a liberal. I mean, times were different. I mean, he was a life member of the NRA. He was a right-wing guy. If he was alive today, he would be a Republican. He'd have to be, because the party has drifted so far to the left. Drifted nothing. It's just raced over to the left. We need to lose labels, because I know people who have been liberals forever and they continue to vote liberal, but they're not. They're truly not. But it's kind of like happening. And so we need to get rid of all these labels. There should be no more conservative, no more liberal, no more right, no more left. It's right and wrong. And you would find that many guys that consider themselves to be liberals immediately wouldn't vote that way. They would vote for a Trump kind of guy. That's kind of what I think. California, they love laws. They come up with laws every minute, I think. And laws are for honest people, I guess. I don't know. Just as a reminder of how to live, because criminals could care less, because that's what they do. But anyway, I'm off on a rant. Just let me tell you about this one particular law. This is for employers. They've made accountants out of us all. We collect taxes. We do all kinds of goofy things. We don't have time to work and make money anymore. But now if you have five or more employees, you have to provide harassment training. Really? I mean, they harass us. They begin the government. There are a bunch of commies in California. They're awful. But now you have to have harassment training. And it's quite detailed. I mean, you have to go and sit and when am I harassing you? That's harassment. Just telling me that I have to take harassment training. If I'm harassing you and you work for me, why don't you quit and kind of move along? That'd be nice. And stop all this red tape stuff. New York, 1% of the population in New York pays more than 50% of the income taxes in New York State. The socialist government in New York taxes the heck out of the rich, so the rich now are leaving the states. Or the state, rather. Even a small number of taxpayers leaving has a very dramatic effect on the tax base of the state. The governor is known for saying tax the rich, so he did. Now they're leaving, and you know what? The guy's about as sharp as a marble, okay? Because now he said, what's happening here? Good grief, don't leave. Well, of course they're leaving, dumbhead. What do you think? Governor Cuomo now, though, he blames guess who? The president. He doesn't blame his socialist policy, he blames the president. It can only happen in New York with a mind that's so funny and warped. I mean, he blames the president for everything, and the rich are leaving. They're going to Florida. The weather's nicer, the climate with regard to taxes is nicer. It's kind of a nice thing. In the 2 years since President Trump has been in office, he took the initiative and he gave up his career. You know, I mean, he had a great career and he gave it up. He's a true patriot. And more Americans now are employed than ever before. Taxes have been cut dramatically. The stock market nears an all-time high. He has successfully renegotiated trade deals. North Korea's nuclear program seems to be working out. Troops are home now more than ever. It's easy to be down on the president to say that he's flawed, because of course he is. I mean, the only perfect people I know are you or me, and I'm worried about you. I mean, I get it. I mean, but look at him. He sacrificed so much and nobody else was prepared to do that. And everybody's mad at him, but he's making America great again. Think about the good in people. Look what's happening. A lot of good stuff is happening. And I find it very annoying and aggravating every day to see these constant attacks on him. I mean, again, we get it. We get that he's not perfect. But let's analyze the stuff that he's doing. He's making America great again. Try to get on side and let him do his job, all you crazy Democrat people. Just saying, y'all come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right, because politically right is right and left is wrong. See ya.